USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Law enforcement in North Carolina joining the call for transparency after a deadly police shooting of a black man. Andrew Brown shot to death Wednesday in Elizabeth City. Pasquotank County Sheriff Tommy Wooten saying yesterday he'll ask a judge tomorrow to allow him to release body cam video of the shooting. In the meantime, he calls for calm.
We know people want answers. We know you're angry. We understand and respect that. But we're following a process that protects the investigation to ensure fairness for all.
The 42-year-old Brown reportedly shot in the back while fleeing deputies serving a warrant. President Biden facing a call to help the world's new COVID hotspot. India today reporting a world record of almost 350,000 new cases. The country also setting a new single-day record with almost 2,800 deaths. Illinois Democratic Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy, an Indian-American, calling on Biden to release more COVID vaccine doses to India and other countries. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The wreckage of a missing Indonesian sub found on the ocean floor. Indonesia's military announcing today an underwater robot found the sub broken in three pieces in the Bali Sea at a depth of over 2,700 feet. All 53 people on board declared dead. The sub lost since Wednesday. Still no word on what happened. The effects of President Biden's immigration policy can be seen on a daily basis at the U.S.-Mexico border. The Heritage Foundation and Customs and Border Patrol officials estimate about 1,000 people cross the border illegally every day. Texas Land Commissioner George P. Bush tells Newsmax TV what he sees.
It is lawless. We're a nation that commands that we have a rule of law and that we respect that. And yet right now, unfortunately, because of the executive actions we've seen, it's led to this insecure situation that's not good for Texans. It's not good for any border state, let alone folks in other parts of our country where it will have an impact on y'all as well.
Immigration experts say border officials are so busy processing asylum claims, they don't have the resources to catch illegals, and human smugglers know that. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A special election in Louisiana yesterday determines who will replace the top White House aide in Congress, Dan Naraki reports.
Louisiana State Senator Troy Carter has won a special election to represent the state's second congressional district. Carter, the Democratic minority leader of the Louisiana State Senate, defeated fellow Democrat State Senator Karen Carter Peterson, 55% to 45%, to serve the remainder of former Congressman Cedric Richmond's term. The seat representing most of New Orleans was vacated when Richmond stepped down in January to lead the White House's Office of Public Engagement. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Carter's win seen as a setback for progressives like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Stacey Abrams, who backed his opponent. A historic declaration by President Biden could create more tension between the U.S. and Turkey, Wendy King reports.
The president says the massacre of 1.5 million Armenians during the final years of the Ottoman Empire constituted genocide. Turkey's foreign ministry has responded, saying it entirely rejects the decision by the U.S. to call it genocide. In a letter, Armenia's prime minister has told the president that Armenians around the world welcome the recognition. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Biden's first 100 days in office apparently not impressing many voters. An ABC News Washington Post poll out today shows Biden with one of the lowest approval ratings ever for any president's first 100 days. He's at 52%. Since 1945, only Gerald Ford and Donald Trump had lower ratings. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.